Class 5, Subject, English Literature, Topic, Poem, The Mouse and the Lion. Children, let us enjoy a poem. Kindly open your English Literature textbook to page 41, as I will explain the poem, The Mouse and the Lion, which has been written by Julia Donaldson. This fable poem, though very common, has a world of meaning to it. So what is a fable? A fable is a short story or poem with animals as characters conveying a moral and a strong message for us. Now a word about the poetess. Julia Donaldson was born in 1948. She has written over 50 books for children and teenagers and won many awards. Now let us understand what is this poem about. This poem is about a powerful lion, the mightiest animal in the jungle, and a mouse, which ironically is supposed to be the weakest. How one's kindness is repaid in an unimaginable manner. In the first verse of the poem, we see that the lion is dozing on an extremely hot day. A small mouse begins to dance and play on the lion's whiskery nose. In the second verse, the lion wakes up with a sneeze and picks up the tiny mouse in his mighty paw. He inquires with a terrible roar as to who has dared to wake him up. In the following verse, we see that the tiny and scared mouse answers the lion bravely. He mutters that he will save the lion's life if he sets him free. Now, this thought coming from the tiniest of creatures pokes a funny bone in the proud lion. He roars with laughter and sets the mouse free as a reward for making him laugh. Next, as luck would have it, the following week the lion gets ensnared or caught in a net. Just then he hears the squeak of the little mouse. The tiny mouse greets the noble lion happily. In the fifth verse, we find that the mouse nibbles and tears the hunter's net with the help of its sharp teeth. This enables the mighty but helpless lion to escape. The mouse fulfills his promise to the lion by saving his life, just as the lion had saved his. In the final verse, the poetess Julia Donaldson uses the reference of mice to teach us that a good deed by one must and will always be returned by equal or greater goodness, that is, a good deed deserves another. So children, what did we learn from this poem? This amazing fable not only teaches us how one good deed deserves another, but also the power of good deeds and little acts of kindness make this world a much better and lovable place to live in. And yes, never forget that at times you may believe that others are not up to your mark, but you may never know when you may need the help and support of someone you considered weak and helpless. So beware of becoming proud and egoistic. Lord Almighty has His unique ways of rewarding those who are humble and kind. Thank you.